Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. This recording of the full-length reading of Pride and Prejudice was produced in 1980 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape Incorporated. This book is read by Kate Redding. Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. This book consists of 61 chapters and is 367 pages long. Introduction. Pride and Prejudice owes much of its popularity to its vivid portrayal of character. Customs may come and go, governments rise and fall, inventions revolutionize ways of living, but character remains the same. The men and women who lived at Longbourn were much the same as those living on Main Street. It was Jane Austen's happy genius that caught these common characteristics and crystallized them in Elizabeth and Darcy, Mrs. Bennet, Mr. Collins, Mr. Wickham, and many others who will live forever for those fortunate enough to read Pride and Prejudice. Perhaps the snobbishness of middle-class provincial England of the late 18th century was no greater than that of the small cities of America today, but through Jane Austen's eyes we see it to be much more humorous and entertaining. She entered into the life of the people about her and wrote of it in language that was direct, simple, and ironical, but never unkind. It was as though she asked them to laugh with her. We seldom tear a friend into pieces and like this bit or detest that, but rather we like the whole of him and could not well part with any of him. Just so Elizabeth and Darcy were dearly loved of the author, who knew they were not perfect beings but quite suited for life among other men.